Now, when you had this conversation with your family at the dinner table, it was very insightful. Not only did you kind of hear what teenagers like to say about certain things, throw in some kind of maybe comical relief in there, but you also talked about it being a rough year for you and your family.
For 9 years, I've been raising these kids by myself. Their dad left us 9 years ago. So I've just been handling life alone. And this year he finally decided to just go through with a divorce. So although things technically don't change very much for us dynamically in our home, just the fact that it's final, it's on a paper, it's tangible, that's been really hard for the family to handle. And our financial status has changed a bit, which will require me to go back to work full time, and as well as doing some extra classes just to kind of add in and manage the days like we always do, home, kids, family, activities.
How have you been managing so far during the pandemic?
I feel like we've been managing well only because I've learned how to adapt fairly easily to really difficult situations. Part of my life when I was married to my ex was traveling the world. His job took us to other countries. So I've lived on three different continents. And in doing so, I've learned that no matter how impossible or difficult a situation is, you really don't have time to just sit down and dwell on it and feel bad or get angry. The best way to deal with those situations is to just deal with it head on and go. And so that's what I've been telling the kids, that this ultimately we have a choice of making this a learning situation, or we can act like Joe Blow public and what we see on TV, and that is complain, make issue, you know, get depressed. We can look at it and say, this is here, it's accepted, we're going to move on. And so by doing so, we're going to protect the people around us, and we're going to protect each other, and we're going to love each other through it, and we're going to do the best that we can. So then that way we can't turn around and say at some point, ooh, I wish I would have, could have. We're talking about it together, and I feel like we've been making some pretty difficult decisions considering one of us has childhood lupus, and so that affects every child. And I think that in the long run of things, just considering that there's a plan already in place and we are going to follow it to the best of our ability, and that ultimately no one wishes us ill. They want us to be safe and happy. And so we're trusting that the system's going to protect us that way.
Also, during your dinner recording, there was also concern mentioned for grandparents as well and for their safety during the pandemic.
Yeah, my mom and dad are really close to us. They're like our favorite people on this planet. And dad is 84, mom is 76, and dad's got some lingering health issues. So we're concerned about his health and safety, because the reality would be if he should catch this virus, the chances of him surviving it are probably pretty dismal. So we're aware of that. And for that reason, we're just making sure that despite the fact that we can't touch them and hug them every day, that we're talking often to them, we're telling them how much we love them and how much we appreciate them. We're keeping them safe by, you know, protecting them and not going to visit. We're just sending letters, things like that. And I'm just putting it into perspective with the kids that, you know, this is why we have to be so careful about how we are in the community, because we're not the only ones with grandparents that are at risk. Everybody's got somebody that they know that could potentially get the coronavirus. And so we need to be good about wearing our mask, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us.
When you did take your children to school for the first day, you actually had to make a pit stop after school because some of the things that we have to do for our students when it isn't a pandemic still apply today, right?
We still have to follow the rules at school. And I've got a wrestler who likes to have longer hair. His hair was touching his collar and was over his ears. So they pointed that out first day of school, that that's not acceptable and it's not allowed. And if we don't take care of it, he's going to probably have detention. So right away, we had to take him to Cost Cutters and get his hair cut. So for a while there, he had this really cool shaggy yay hair that we were really loving. Now he looks just as good. It's just off his collar and off his ears. So yeah, we still have to follow the rules at school.